You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown. I am El Dr. Misterio. And remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. Also find all the podcasts, past, present, and future there at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. And you can also listen to us on your phone through the CJSF app, available for Android and iOS. So we just listened to Spirit d'Escalier. They are from France. And we listened to the song The Shroud, which is part of their brand new EP, Thresholds. Before that, we listened to Special Ops. They are from Montreal in Canada, Montreal. And we listened to the song Set Me Free, to their 2022 single, Set Me Free. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Hatred Reigns from Ottawa in Canada, and we listen to the song Departing Acheron, which is part of their brand new album Awaken the Ancients. All right, so we are here with Jeff and Mitch from Hatred Reigns. Am I pronouncing everything correctly?
Yes, thank you.
All right, how are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, man, we're good.
All right, so I think Mitch is gonna have to get closer to the phone next time he participates. We can hear you well, very well, Jeff. So it's just Mitch that has to come a little closer if he can.
Our vocalist is shy. He doesn't like talking to the mic.
Of course, as every metal vocalist, yeah. He is super shy. Of course, yes.
Yeah.
He transforms on stage.
How it goes. He's the Transformer. He's awesome. He's Decepticon.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's funny because I just watched the last movie 2 weeks ago. So it's funny that you mentioned
nice.
The Transformers. Okay, so for, I guess, people that, don't know the band that well, if you can tell us maybe a little bit of history about the band and maybe also, how many EPs or LPs you have... You have out.
Yeah, so I joined Hatred Reigns around the year 2020 or 2021.
2021.
Yeah. I came on as their producer at first. We were in the middle of recording guitars and figuring out the tempos and everything else. And then shortly after, their vocalist actually quit, and that's when I stepped in. And I decided also as well to join them as a vocalist. So I'm their producer and their vocalist.
Yeah, man.
And then I'll have Jeff tell you a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so Mitch joined winter 2021 to help us record the album. His role, as he said, it changed throughout the course of being part of the recording process. The band started in 2015. I left the band Deformatory in 2014, wanted to create a new project, be part of the music city here in Ottawa. So I created Hatred Reigns in the summer of 2015, as I said. Met Brandon, who was our vocalist then, and met some other musicians in the fall. Started developing the band, but as things go, a lot of people go by the wayside or get a job opportunity or other things happen. So we've gone through a lot of lineup changes, but we got a stable lineup in 2017, and we released the first EP in the winter spring of 2018, and then we started working on this album that had the full album released. It's hoping to be sooner than it was, but as you know, life went through a lot of chaos and turbulence, so it took some time, and we morphed things and we worked on things, and honestly, even the recording process, it was impacted by a lot of different elements, but in the end, I do believe that these delays improved the final result that you guys now get to hear on the album, which released on December 1st.
Okay, no, that's good. Yeah, no, and I hear you. Yes, those 2 or 3 years were just, were not good for anybody. But yeah, it affected music especially, and well, I guess entertainment in general. But yeah, music hurt a lot. So how about the other question I usually ask is, so the name, how did the name of the band came upon?
So as I mentioned before, I started the band, Jeff here, started the band summer of 2015, and I actually had the musical concept and the lyrical concept before I had the band name, and that came about, and I was, the one day I was sitting there trying to figure out a band name, which I find is to be the most painful thing is to come up with a band name, but I was listening to the band Hate, looking at the artwork for Rain and Blood by Slayer, and Hatred Reigns was born out of those two happenstances, and it was available. It met my criteria for a name that, you know, is kind of, you can create your own idea of what a band name is. It's not super gory, it's not super offensive, but at the same time it's still hard hitting. And what I love about it is it meets the it's three syllables. It's fun to chant if you're ever live or get to have an audience, like, you know, screaming for you. So it met all my criteria that I wanted, and hopefully other people dig it.
That's great, man. Sorry, I'm laughing because, you know, of all, you know, you're saying a great story and background, and then, but on this, the age and age, you know, you also have to check if it's available, you know, after you spent.
Available hours, is one of the key things. Yes.
Hours and days and weeks. I mean, you know, debating and getting the perfect name, and then you get it and you're like, okay, let's see if it's available. Oh, that's awful.
The irony here is I had the name Awaken the Ancients as a possible band name. And then I found out there's a band called Awaken the Ancient, singular. I went, shit, back to square one. Yeah. And it's just daunting. Like, you get a cool name that you think is wicked, and then you find out it's already been taken. Or there's other criteria, like, I've been a lot of bands that are named D. Nothing wrong with the band named D, but I didn't want to be in a subsequent third band with a D name. So I wanted to make sure it was something different. I will tell you, in contrast, I wish I picked a name that was one word instead of a multiple words, because that's now caused other problems. But yeah, picking a name, picking a band name to me is one of the most challenging aspects.
Yes, I hear you. And yeah, you're not alone. Many bands have, you know, this struggle. Anyway, it's just very interesting how, you know, thank you to the internet and all that. Like, yeah, now you can have, well, now you can find out names from bands from anywhere. So,
well, there's lots of bands who don't care. They just use the same name or similar name. And I'm always like, don't you know there's an XYZ band that already exists? But there's been lots of bands that have gone through that. They've had to modify, change, or, you know, accept that they have to, some of them just keep the same name. It's up to them. I don't know.
Yes. No, I hear you. Yes. Fair enough. So for the, I guess for the, on the composition part, is there a main person that does either riffs versus lyrics, or lyrics, or how does that work?
So on this album, I think I'm the dominant person for writing the lyrics and the music, but that is not to say that if we'd not had collaboration with all the members on this album, we reviewed the songs, and sometimes our drummer would be like, hey, what if you do this? Or, hey, I actually like this structure better. Like, Awaken the Ancients, the lead song, when he was learning it, he was like, I really like the feel of this riff. What if we, like, change it and modify it and replace the riffs that were there, which became the intro, the first two riffs that you hear three times throughout the album, that whole section got replaced in the process. Neil was really pinnacle in the writing of the riffs, the solidifying how the structure was there. Adam contributed, our bassist, he contributed with some of the riff ideas as well, that what if we do this, or adding the dynamic. And then lyrics, Brandon and I, we had written, composed a lot of it, but I had the original ideas. But when Mitch replaced Brandon, he was able to bring new ideas, fresh, like, hey, let's do placements of vocals in different ways. And I won't, Mitch is here, so he can speak for himself, but do you want to take over and explain your input?
Yeah, so for vocals, for me, I wanted to approach it in a way where I was doing more syllables, and I have them placed in, like, you know, areas that are a little, like, you know, not that predictable. But overall, you know, we managed to capture the vision that we were looking for while adding my own spin onto it with what I would do for vocals.
You improved it. In my mind, Mitch improved what Brandon was doing tenfold. And I'm not here to shit on people or speak negatively, mm-hmm. but Mitch brought new life to it and had new approach to songs that weren't done before. And to me, that's what gives his his little touches on all these songs that people can hear.
No, yeah, that's exactly. If somebody brings like a new perspective, that makes great addition.
Well, that's why I enjoy. I love working with people that bring ideas, not just show up and be like, here, play this. I like someone who brings like, what do you think of this idea and change this or try these different dynamics. And that's what these guys have all been able to contribute to the spectrum of these songs.
Yeah, no, that sounds like, sounds like a true band. That's cool. On the new album, were the songs kind of themed together? Is there a theme to the album? Or not necessarily?
No, there definitely was a theme. We tried to have like our concept. Well, the one thing I actually really appreciated about Hatred Reigns is that when I first joined the band, I realized that the concept that they were using for like the whole, for the image and the theme was very, very different than what most death metal bands usually do. You know, so I was impressed, really, and I saw that there was more substance and more, like, a lot of stories and concepts that were actually thought out, you know, and I'll have Jeff here explain to you more, like, in depth, like, exactly what those concepts are.
Yeah, the album from the get-go, as I said, before I even had the band name, I had the concept in mind. I always loved the idea of bands who do concepts, and this one stems from Milton's Paradise Lost, Paradise Lost, Dante's Inferno, and then you've got the film What Dreams May Come, Robin Williams, that these three elements really solidified the idea of what was like to go to purgatory and what happens to the damned souls that are there and on the journey to purgatory. I left the album open concept, so you as a listener, you can interpret what happens to the protagonist in our story. That the ending, the departing Asherah on the last song, ends with them arriving at the island of purgatory. In our story, we named it Necropia. So you as the listener can figure out for yourself and have your own ideas what happens to this protagonist. It's written really as the first person perspective. So in my mind, I wrote it as you are the person that's going on this journey. You get to have this experience. You get to internalize and experience what's happening. And that's how I like to approach it, instead of just being, and nothing wrong with one-off songs. There's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted to approach it with a thematic theme that's throughout the entire concept of the album.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know if it's, I'm not really a composer myself, but I don't know if it's harder or not to have kind of that scenario in an album, but it's always kind of very awesome to have kind of the story something told throughout the songs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, like, usually most death metal bands, they have a very straightforward theme. Usually it's a gore or something nihilistic, but I found with this there's different elements of, different emotions all like mixed into one. And if you're someone who's really into cryptic lyrics or like, really thought provoking kind of concepts, I find that, the message would definitely resonate with you, or at the very least you would see how much of it was thought out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Sounds very good. And so are you going to be able to tour to promote the album? Have you started already? What's happening there for this one?
Yeah, we would love like any touring opportunities that come our way. So if there are any promoters that tune into your channel and they're looking to book a band in our caliber, we're more than welcome for that. But yeah, we would love to tour. But right now we're only playing in our local town for the moment. Maybe we would go to different provinces, and hopefully one day we will play outside of Canada as well.
Yeah, that should be awesome. usually when I spoke with a couple of bands, like, seems like, you know, Europe loves metal, and yeah, hopefully you get a chance, you know, to apply or be invited to a festival.
That'll probably be our dream, to play in Europe.
Yeah, off the North American continent is my dream, but I will say that we are looking at options and opportunities for Western Canada right now that are happening, are applying for some possible festivals and some popular activities that way. So yeah, to meet up and come explore the Western coast would be amazing. You know, our buddies are Archspire out there. You got Devin Townsend and different amazing acts that are out west. So I'm sure the scene in Vancouver must be booming.
Well, there's quite a few over here. I will accept. So yeah, so hopefully that can happen. So did you, like, for the EP before, did you also kind of only toured like on the Eastern Canada or?
Yeah, so for the EP, we did the, you know, living in Ottawa, we're surrounded by Toronto, Montreal, Sherbrooke, you got Quebec City, and then you got North Bay, and you got that kind of like 6-hour radius, I would say. That we try to explore, that's typical of local bands playing within that radius. I'd hope with the album, if opportunity presents itself, we could go further and explore that. But again, you gotta go with the flow. People have lives, people have jobs, people have other interests. So you'll have to roll with the punches too if they come.
No, correct. Yes, I hear you. Yes, you are all, you know, living a dual life. If you wish.
Yes,
so I hear you perfectly. But, you know, that being said, you know, having been able to go to at least 2 provinces, like, that's not too bad. And then, you know, you have Toronto and Montreal that are pretty, you know, pretty big. So that's a great location, I think.
I think we're really well situated. If we could get across the border to the States, you'd have like New York and Boston, some other like accessible cities that would be phenomenal to go to. But again, today's world, visas and all the challenges and complications, you don't want to take any risks. I don't want to take the risk of going across illegally. I'd rather do it, be proper, and be able to go have fun. But ultimately, we can share our music far and wide. Absolutely, that's a goal.
I hear you. Yes, you have to do it by the dot, especially if you want to, you know, keep going back and being able to go to more places. So yeah, for sure. So where do people can find your music, your news? Do you have a website also besides social media, or where can they find out about Paper Drains?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. That's usually where we operate the most. You can find our music on Bandcamp. It's probably the most preferred platform for you to check out our music, because you can like directly support us. But we're also available on Spotify, Apple Music, and all those platforms. We will have physical merchandise soon, physical CDs. We will have that soon, but at the moment, we do not carry physical CDs for this release.
Although we do have new merch available on Bandcamp. Yeah, we're looking to get the stuff pressed. We just weren't able to meet the deadline to have it available for December 1st on the release.
Yeah, well, that, you know, as long as people know where to go, and go to Bandcamp, and always there so that you know, you can support the band directly, and help them where we can the most.
It's greatly appreciated. Like, support all local bands, you know, is definitely helpful for the bands. It keeps everyone afloat, gives us drive to want to release and write more music.
Exactly. And so any videos, are you planning on doing videos, or have you done already, or?
Yeah, so we've released a video in mid-October for Departing Acheron, and then in November we released our title track the night that we were playing a show with Cataclysm here in Ottawa. It's where title track Awaits in the Ancients. On this Friday we had the first thematic guitar playthrough for Usher is going to be dropped, and Usher by Sharon, whatever name you want to pronounce him, her, whatever you prefer, you know, because in this world we got to consider all different sections and everything. So Karen, Sharon, Babaron, whatever you want to go by, Usher is going to drop on Friday. And then we have another video dropping in the new year. There's some plan for some other videos, but those right now are in the works.
No, sounds good. You know, it's yeah, nowadays you have to be, you know, you have to be everywhere. So, yeah, cool that you have a few videos and some coming up. That's always good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything else? Any other topic? Anything else you guys want to chat about or promote?
The only thing I can share is that we did the album ourselves. I'm pretty proud of that we recorded it out of my house. Even the videos were done self-driven, self by ourselves. No offense or nothing wrong with the producers and you know the made labels and all that stuff. I'm pretty proud of what we've achieved for ourselves. The only other thing I'd like to plug is that our artwork was done by Pedro Cena or Lord Again, who does phenomenal work, and I'm really proud of the image that we have representing our album.
No, sounds pretty good. Yeah, thank you for that. You know, I don't usually ask about the artwork. That's a great piece of the album itself. Excuse my repetition there, but yeah, thank you for reminding me to ask about it.
For me, the artwork represents Psalm 9. So as I said before, departing the music ends at the island, arriving at Nipropia, whereas the artwork kind of depicts what their experience and what they're going to, the judgment that's going to be before them of when they land at Nipropia and judgment at Purgatory. And that could either be four different options. You could be succumb and have to remain in Purgatory. You could be judged and go to hell. You could be purified and sent to heaven, or depending on your belief system, you could actually be, you know, reincarnated. So there's definitely lots of opportunities for what could come from this for the protagonist.
No, yeah, that's amazing. Yes, like you mentioned, the options, what can happen. That's great. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. I really appreciate it. I know we have to, you know, struggle a little bit with the dates, but I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, hopefully you'll get a Western tour at some point and let us know, and we will be more than happy to spread the word.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Right on, man.
Excellent. So, yeah, let's continue with the weekly doses of metal music right here at the Metal Meltdown.